Looking for a 3-0 start, Trevor Siemian and the Broncos enter the jungle for their first road test of the season.
It's going to be exciting. It's going to be a neat environment to play in. It'll be loud, and I think it's something we're all looking forward to.
On defense, the no-fly zone will go up against one of the most dangerous duos in the NFL in Andy Dalton and A.J. Green.
He's one of the best, man. Big, fast, great hands, great quarterback on the other end. So.
And Von Miller hopes to continue his hot start, but maybe some of his success is getting to his head.
I got one dream that I thought about the other day. What if I could play quarterback? You know, I talked to Coach Pug. I asked him, was like, you know, do you think? You know, he just quickly, you know, disappointed me and said no.
Plus, Cody Latimer surprises one of his friends at school.
What's up, boy? You good? He said, let's go.
All that and more coming up next. The BTB Live pregame show starts right now. Hello, and thank you for joining us for the BTV Live pregame show. I'm Phil Milani alongside Matt Boyer and Andrew Mason here at Paul Brown Stadium in Cincinnati, where the Bengals have not lost in the month of September in exactly 5 years. It'll be a beautiful day for football, expecting temperatures in the mid-80s with a little bit of humidity. And it will be here where Trevor Siemian makes his first road start in the NFL.
Yes, of course, his first road start since he was back at Northwestern. Big, big deal for him going up against the defense that has contained the last two offenses it's faced from a passing perspective. Antonio Brown, Brandon Marshall, Eric Decker, they've been shut down by this Bengals offense, or Bengals defense, pardon me, already. So we'll see if they have a similar game plan in store for Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, and of course Siemian as the trigger man.
Mace, you said it. The last time we've seen Trevor Siemian on the road, he was a Northwestern Wildcat back in 2014. The last full game he started on the road was against Notre Dame, 43-40 overtime win. That's a pretty good sign of things to come. Now, the NFL is a whole different ballgame as far as going on the road. Coach Kubiak and his crew have gotten Trevor ready, and he feels more prepared than ever.
Cincinnati's got a heck of a home field. I know they got a great crowd, and they're pretty successful there. So we'll have our hands full for sure. You get put in difficult situations in practice, so hopefully when you get there in the game, it comes to you a little easier. Not that it comes easy, but you're used to it in a sense. So I think Coob's done an awesome job with that the whole way through.
That's a big challenge this week. You know, it's first time going on the road and handled the team, handled the huddle, and, you know, a great football team and a tough place to play. So we'll have to work with a lot of noise this week, not only at the line of scrimmage, but just getting in and out of the huddle.
That speaker was right next to our ear, and a few times he was trying to call the play, and I was like, what? What? Say just right. So, you know, it's definitely tough, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, I've been in the league, you know, going on 7 years. I'm used to it. And, you know, like you said with Trevor, you know, hopefully he'll be able to get used to it and we can go down there and win a game.
We just want to communicate better. You know, we want to communicate a lot better. We definitely want to, you know, get to a fast start. You know, not put ourselves in third and longs where that crowd can get into it. I mean, it's their first home game, so they'll be excited. So we'll try to do the things we can to do to keep it quiet.
Guys, I think one of the things that will help Trevor out as far as this first road start, getting the running game going early. I think it's important. You heard Coach Kubiak mention the crowd noise. Emmanuel Sanders said it was blaring at practice all week. It's going to be important for the Broncos to establish the run early in order to get that crowd out of it, give Trevor some comfortability. I think that it's going to be tough, though, because the Broncos are a little bit banged up along that front end.
Yeah, I think it's a lot about the Broncos' weapons as an offensive whole helping Trevor Siemian in these tough conditions. But, of course, he'll be without Virgil Green, who in the first two games has really showed that he could be a great pass-catching tight end in this league. No Virgil Green, that means it's time for Jeff Heuerman and John Phillips.
Yeah, Jeff Heuerman, it's been a long time coming for him. Third-round pick last year, missed his entire rookie season with a torn ACL, came back from the torn ACL this offseason, dealt with hamstring problems first in OTAs, then training camp, and then as he was coming back from the, and then coming back from the hamstring the last couple of weeks, had an ankle problem. Finally healthy. It's kind of a secret weapon. I mean, the Bengals don't have much film on him. He played against the Bears last month. That's the only game action of any kind, preseason or regular season, we've seen for him. So maybe Jeff Heuerman can catch the Bengals off guard. And of course, John Phillips likely to start good blocker. Be interesting to see if the Broncos can get close to the goal line and then involve him, because he's a pretty good pass catcher within 4 yards of the end zone. Maybe that's where he can make a play today.
Yeah, we know that Gary Kubiak likes to use his tight ends. Coaches were saying that they were pretty high on Jeff Heirman, certainly last season and then this year before he got hurt.
I think the expectations are extremely high. When you use a pick that high on a tight end, you expect a lot of production. So I think that Jeff is motivated to show that that trust and that value was not misplaced. I also think, though, that with John Phillips, people thought coming in he was going to be primarily a special teams guy. But he's shown the capability to catch the ball really well in the preseason. You think about Paxton Lynch's first touchdown in the NFL was to John Phillips down there in that south end zone at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. So I think that either way the Broncos go, as May said, Phillips the likely starter, I think Heirman and Phillips will fill in admirably for Green.
Well, after waiting for more than a year for Heirman, he's ready to have his potential turn into reality here today.
About time. Yeah, I need to get in there and make some plays and help the team win on the road this weekend. So I'm excited to get out there with the guys and run around and get back to playing.
Well, I'm confident in Jeff. I mean, he's a good kid. He works hard. He's very bright. He knows what he's doing. You know, this happens sometimes to young players. You know, it seems like every time they take a step forward, they take two back. And I know it's been tough on him, but then I've seen guys jump out of it and go. So I'm ready for Jeff to do that. I think the whole team's excited for him to come be a part of us, because he's been working hard. And hopefully we're good and healthy this week and ready to go.
And you just got to get out there. I've kind of overcome some injuries before. And, I got great people around me, great coaches, great training staff. And, they've been great with me and getting me back out there. So feel good.
Jeff Heirman, not the only guy looking to put injury concerns in the past. Also, Tyson Brailo, who's expected to get a lot of playing time here today. But Mace, with him inserting into the offensive line, any chemistry concerns there?
Well, not really chemistry concerns, because he did have quite a few mental reps, non-team reps in OTAs, even when he was recovering from a torn labrum. So he was able to kind of stay in the thick of things throughout the offseason. I think what you're concerned about is just the endurance factor, because he hasn't played a full game since week 3 of last year. And that's one reason why Gary Kubiak has said that there's going to be a rotation on the right side of the line. Last week, Darian Weems came in at right guard for Donald Stevenson, and Michael Schofield bounced outside the right tackle. I think you're going to see some kind of rotation on the right side. Now, I could see Schofield playing every snap, but from there, I think you're going to see Cimbrilo not play every possession so they can get him some rest here and there.
So far this season, the offensive line has certainly performed well. The Broncos have the fourth-ranked rushing attack in the NFL. They'll hope to continue that a little bit here today.
And as Mace mentioned, I think chemistry is going to be key. Think about Weems. Coach said they're going to address 7 offensive linemen today. I think that rotation is going to be a huge factor as far as what the Broncos are able to do on offense. Now, as far as Tyson Brailo goes, it was this week last year that he suffered that terrible injury that kept him out of most of 2015 and into 2016. I think that he'll play with that huge arm brace, a reminder that he's come such a long way. I think he's very prepared and ready to show people why he was that second round pick in 2015.
Yeah, it's been good. I think this game will be a full year of not playing football, so I'm excited to get back out there and kind of change what this anniversary means, I guess. So I'm excited to go play and get back out there on the field.
Tyson Brailo is going to play next to Michael Schofield, another guy who came out of college as a tackle, so it'll be interesting to see the chemistry there. But Schofield has played really well at guard, not really his natural position. However, he's shown that he's got great mobility on the inside, gets off blocks well. I think that he's going to be a real factor here today.
Yeah, and he'll have to play an important role. Last week, Trevor Siemian just sacked once. They'll hope to continue that here today against the Bengals defense. We're getting closer to kickoff here on the BTV Live pregame show. When we come back, the Broncos will be without DeMarcus Ware today, so it's time for Shane Ray and Shaq Barrett to step up. And now a look at this week's trivia question. Trevor Siemian needs a win today to become the third quarterback drafted by the Broncos to win his first 3 starts in the NFL. But who are the other two? We'll have that answer when we come back here on the BTV Live pregame show.